This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hababa. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Lamed Beis, Siv Tes Zayin. Nifsak Achas Meha Oisiois. If one of the letters were split. Haga Hapshutais. Meaning the straight letters. Kagoin Vav, Zayin, Oishanifsak, Regal Hanunu, Kiyotsuba. One of the letters were split. There's a sever in them. Imtinoik, Sheinoi, Loichacham, Vloitipish. A regular kid. He's not smart, he's not foolish. Yoidea, Lekroisa, if he can read a kosher. Vimlav, Puzzle. You don't have to cover the other letters. So now we're talking about a new area of the oisiyos, namely tsuras oisiyos, the way the letter looks. It's not a measure. It's not a measured science. It's the way the letter appears. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkata Memhei Nifsak Yesh Lefarsh B'Shnei Afanim. There are two ways the letter could be nifsak. Oy machmas nekev. Either there's a hole in it. Vize ein kosher ki menikav acher kach. And this is only kosher if there's a hole in it afterwards. If there's a hole before, it's a problem. As we mentioned earlier, that if there's a hole in the letter before, it's an issue. That's what we learned in Siv Tes Vav, that after it was written, there's a nekev betoicha hey or the mem, it's kosher. Where the Mishnah Berurah said in his introduction that the letter needs to be mukaf gevil, and if it was not mukaf gevil, koidem niksiva, there's an issue. So here we're talking about where there is a hole, and that's only going to be kosher if it's nikar achar kach, k'mo she'zbar b'samach b'fnim, oy al yidei shenechzer hadiyoy b'oisamakim, or let's say it's missing ink. Uva'ofen zah hayakoy hadin d'shulchan aruch afilu b'tchilas haksiva nasa kach. And in this situation, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about even if it was written this way. So if there's a hole, then only if the hole came later. If it's missing ink, even if it was missing from the beginning. Now, we're talking about letters that are pshutais. The Mishnah Berurah explains, ulefikach ein mayoba im neshtayr kim la yud. Since we're talking about letters that are pshutais, it's not going to help if you're left with the fullness of a yud, the adarabba niras ki yud upasal, because it's very nice that you have a yud, but it looks like a yud, and we're not dealing with the letter yud, we're dealing with a vav, we're dealing with a zayin, we're dealing with a nun. Hilkach be'inan tinak b'zeh. So it doesn't help that it looks like a yud, that's not the letter that we want a different letter. So we have to see how the child's going to read it. Oy shenivsak regel hanun. Or the foot of the nun was nifsak. Kach tzarech lamed. That's what you have to say. Uperushai, the explanation is nun pshuta. A regular nun, ukiyotzeba, or the like, going kaf pshuta, sheragla kitzara, the doimiktsas ledalid oilareish. I believe what he means here is, what is a nun pshuta? A nun pshuta is a final nun. A final nun, as opposed to a nun kafufa. A regular nun is bent, it's like a chaf almost. It's bent. But a nun pshuta is a long nun, it's one long letter. Either, let's say, a vav, or a zayin, or a nun pshuta, or a chaf pshuta, which is also long. So when if it's not long enough, it will look like a resh, or it will look like a dalet, okay? So we're not talking about a regular chaf or a regular nun. We're talking about a nun pshuta, a final nun, which is one long leg. If it's too short, it will look like a vav. If it's even shorter, it will look like a yud. Im tinoik, ayin betaz, shekasav, dehach nifsak mairi shenifsak ketsas me oirech ha'ois ulamata lagamri. Look in the Taz that writes that when it says nifsak, it's talking about where it's slightly severed from the length of the letter and below completely. V'loy nishar mimenu rak hachilek shekoydem hafsek. So it's severed from the length of the letter and below, and all you have is the part of the letter above the snap, meaning it's completely erased on the bottom. Oz tole b'kriyas atinaik. Then the barometer is how the kid reads it. Im safek lanu im nishar kishir shal oisahu. If we're mesupik, whether enough of the letter remains. But if it's severed and there's just like a split in the letter, but there's still part of the letter beneath the sever, avlam nishtayer gam lamata min ahefsek. If you remain with even a little bit below the sever, dahainu shenasa hahefsek berachvay shal regel ha'ois. That is, when the sever is made in the width of the letter, v'achar hefsek nishar oid lamata chelik min haregel, b'zeh loy moyel tinok. Then it's not going to help for a kid. In other words, like this, you have a final nun. The nun is severed. If there's going to be a piece below the sever, you cannot bring in a kid to read it. Of course he's going to read it like a final nun. In his mind's eye, the fact that there's a sever doesn't change how the letter appears to him. But we're talking about where there's a sever and there's nothing beneath the sever. So now we need to know, kid, does this look like a final nun to you or a vav? If it's too short, he's going to say it looks like a vav, and it's not going to be good. So in other words, we'd only use the kid if there's nothing beneath the sever. The tinek will join what's beneath the sever to the upper portion of MSA and Lloyd Sirif. And the truth is, they cannot be combined. So we only use the kid if there's nothing there. This is similar to if the foot of the aleph is missing. And we'll see what the halach is when the foot of the aleph is missing, whether you could use the rest of the letter to sort of imagine what letter this is. Ella, rather, if you have any ink beneath the sever, you have to cover up the chelek which is remaining after the hefsek. The Shulchan Aruch says, you don't cover up the rest of the letter. No, this is different. If there's a segment beneath the sever, you will cover up. Such a scenario, the Shulchan Aruch will definitely be moida, you have to cover. In other words, when we're dealing with this idea of tsuras ha'oisiyos, we can't allow the tinoik to be influenced by a piece that's halachically not considered connected. So even though to the mind's eye it will look connected, and even though the whole idea of tsuras ha'oisiyos is not an objective science, it's subjective to way the katan thinks it looks, so you would think, let him see the piece under the sever. No. Since it's halachically not connected, we can't utilize that for determining the tsuras ha'oisiyos. V'chein haskam ha'sachrenim, this is haskam ha'achrenim, d'loi k'may shekazu b'sefer Yeshua's Yaakov, l'hakel k'shita sam'iri, not like the Yeshua's Yaakov, who is makel like the Me'iri. That he holds, the Dershu explains, that if the tinoik is mitzdarif to his kriya, the chelik of the vav under the hole, to the above, that's mashim l'ois. And he holds that if the tinoik could read it that way, it's considered the ois, it's not a chisaroin. It's only a lack of ksiva tama. But if it was written correctly and then split, the Yeshua's Yaakov says it's good. But we don't hold that way. We're not makel. We hold you can only join in what's above the hefsek. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to hold it over here. Here's the schedule for next week. I am out of town on Tuesday, so Monday is a very short page. We're going to do the whole page. It's a little bit more than one day's worth, but we're going to... Okay, so I'm not here Tuesday. I am here Monday. So Monday, it's all on Sifte Zayin. We'll split it into two with your permission, okay? Have a good day, everyone. Agun Shabbos. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.